flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, Fair Knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bow, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Wednesday, March 18, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just found out during the break, and I greatly appreciate all the prayers, the text messages coming in for tomorrow. Surgery's been canceled. All this prepping for it, the blood tests, the EKGs, getting ready to go to bed early tonight, to get up early, to get her there 5 o'clock in the morning. Kevin had last Thursday's show already uploaded into the automation system, so I wouldn't have to be here tomorrow. Well, surgery's been canceled. They're pushing her back until the end of April. Unbelievable. So, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, everybody who sent me the text messages or prayers for tomorrow. I'll be back here live on the show tomorrow. Surgery's been canceled. Snowstorm in Traverse City shut it down Monday and Tuesday. I mean, there was nobody on the roads anywhere. So as a result, all the surgeries from Monday and Tuesday are going to get pushed to Thursday and Friday. So anyway, good news is I will be here live tomorrow. We have lots of stories to talk about, and we'll continue doing what we do. Going back to this Flint Community School situation, I didn't get to finish the entire story, so I'm going to finish it up before we move on to another story. Asking for $8.79 million. To tear down 4 school buildings. They've got squatters. They got fires. They've got vandalism. They got all kinds of things going on in these boarded up school buildings. Well, the superintendent, Kevlin Jones, was testifying in front of this House Appropriations Committee for money. State Representative Timothy Bassan, Republican of Bay City, asked what the school district was planning to do about the remainder of its blighted properties. Aside from the four that you're singling out here today as being particularly problematic, and whether you guys have identified any quick ways to dump them off your balance sheet. Well, the Superintendent Jones said that given its multi-million dollar operational deficit. Did you hear that? Flint Public Schools have a multi-million dollar operational deficit. The district has had to prioritize renovating existing schools over dealing with blighted ones. He said also, previous attempts to transfer building ownership to community members have led to the buildings ending up back in our care, simply because the community members don't have the funding to fix them or demolish them. Individual townships, the city of Flint itself, they don't have the money either. Huh. How about getting new elected officials in the Flint area? Why do you guys keep electing idiots that don't know how to fix your problems? Oh, there's more to the story. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the discussion. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with this subcommittee for school appropriations. City of Flint, the Flint Community Public School District, asking for $8.79 million to tear down four of its buildings, old schools. They're boarded up. Squatters, people going in there, vandalizing the buildings, setting fires, and actually squatters, people squatting in these buildings. Well, another state representative at the hearing, Representative Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw, he's the committee chair, who recently visited the school district, said this is not to suggest that there aren't other issues of blighted properties under the ownership of the Flint Community Public Schools. But this is a reoccurring theme across large urban districts across the state. It just seems to me kind of almost a unique situation in Flint, given the size of the problem here. I think they're going about it systematically, but I just don't get it. He added, to State Representative Bassan's point, yes, there are 16 other buildings that they would like to tear down as well. But we're trying to get a handle on what the overall cost of that might be. Okay, they're asking for $9 million to tear down four. There's 16 more besides these four. Okay, so you simply take four times the $9 million. You're looking at $36 million plus the nine for these four, you're at $45 million to tear down 20 buildings in the Flint Public School District. And his statement that's kind of interesting is that this is happening in large urban districts across the state of Michigan, large urban city districts. Got a very simple question for you folks. Who runs large urban cities in this state? State of Michigan. In these cities, large urban districts, who are the politicians elected to run those cities? Flint, Detroit, large urban districts, Grand Rapids, Democrats. Now, as somebody who has in my life done construction, built buildings, bought property that had old buildings on them that had to be demolished, replaced, and rebuilt, has anybody in Flint, in the Flint Public School District area, talked to any developers? Is there any opportunity to come in and revitalize these buildings, renovate them? Or are they so bad or in such a bad neighborhood area that there's nobody that'd be willing to live there or run a business there that you can't fix these buildings up? If that's the case, every single elected official in that district, in that area, needs to resign immediately. If crime is such a problem, if it's such a bad situation, a bad neighborhood, that nobody wants to live there, nobody wants to be there, okay, you need new elected officials. Sorry, folks, it's that simple. You got to replace your current elected officials. This story just blows my mind. 20 buildings in the Flint Public Community School District. Amazing. absolutely amazing. And it's happening across the entire state in large urban districts. Just saying. Okay, next story. This one caught my eye. It was because of the headline. Paris Hilton testifies against surprise detainment of troubled youths. What the heck? Now, this has been going on for quite some time, and I have never heard of this ever. Born and raised in Michigan, never heard of this happening. Sleeping teenagers are awakened and snatched up by adult strangers who handcuff them, put them in a vehicle, and drive them away. All at the request of parents who are at their wits' end. What? Out of control teenagers. Parents are at their, quote, wits' end, and actually contact some agency, evidently, to come and basically kidnap their kids. It's what the first sentence, first paragraph of the story says. Is this really happening in Michigan? Well, Elizabeth Bennett Fawson, at age 16, screams and pleas to stay in America were ignored as two women came, kidnapped her, and transported her to a therapeutic boarding school in Mexico, where teenagers were sexually and physically abused, and where the therapy and education that was promised to their parents was nowhere to be found. Now, at almost 42 years old, she went and testified in front of a hearing in Lansing yesterday. I still remember the fear of my 16-year-old self as if it happened yesterday. Bennett Fawcett of Ortonville told the House Families and Veterans Committee yesterday, "I was not a juvenile delinquent. I was a child who had become depressed and suicidal. After three classmates at my former school spread lies and rumors about me, repeatedly antagonized me, telling me to kill myself." She was being bullied. She went on to say, "My parents made this choice because they honestly thought they were helping me. And they had me transported because they were told that this was the safest way to get me treatment. I went into Mexico struggling to overcome bullying and came out with a lifelong trauma that I fight against every single day and every single night of my life. While these authorized kidnappings are the impetus behind House Bill 5514, sponsored by State Representative Cam Cavett of Sheboygan, who testified that a constituent's 12-year-old child was shackled and handcuffed before being transported to Missouri to a treatment facility for treatments. Representative Cavett said his bill would protect children during transport done by a youth transportation company to residential child care programs by prohibiting the use of blindfolds, handcuffs, or any other restraints, except for true emergencies where there is an immediate risk or harm to others or the teens themselves. House 1 substitute, which the committee passed 11-0, strengthens the bills by defining a youth residential treatment program and by prohibiting pickups between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Cavett said this legislation ensures children will be treated with dignity while still allowing limited train use of restraints only when necessary by those doing the transportation. Any person found violating the bill would be subject to a civil fine up to $1,000, and the attorney general or the local prosecutor could bring criminal actions against them. Also, there is going to be fines that, if not paid, would also trigger prosecutions, according to the bill. Representative Erwin Brines, Democrat from Dearborn, questioned how youth transportation companies are even licensed and funded. Well, the victim, Bennett Fawcett, replied that there is no licensing and thus no regulations. She said her mother paid $7,000 a month for the facility she was taken to in Mexico, and that the company is no longer operating under the same name. And many times these companies simply change the name of the business. Well, testifying in support of the bill was socialite Paris Hilton. She runs strategic advocacy for Hilton's 1111 Media. Paris Hilton, in a pre-recorded video statement, testified, "I was handcuffed and carried out of my home while I was screaming for help. I truly believed I was being kidnapped. I promised there was nothing therapeutic about being woken up by total strangers, physically restrained, and taken across the country against my will." Paris Hilton said, "I urge you to support House Bill 5514 and to protect vulnerable youths across your state of Michigan." Well, State Representative Joseph Pavlov, Republican of Kimball Township, who said he's working on a bill that would prevent positional, I don't understand this one at all, asphyxiation for bouncers, questioning whether or not to provide for and pay for the transporters' training. Another person testified they wanted to be a doctor or a teacher. "We had to fund our education." Well, a person who chooses the responsibility of transporting children to a treatment center as a way to earn money are truly not equipped to do the job. Basically, took a job to be educated to be a doctor or a teacher. That was her goal. Accepted the job, the employment, to do this transporting, and had no idea what they were doing, had no training whatsoever. Absolutely amazing. Did not see this on my radar in any way, shape, or form. One of the other things that I'm looking at,